He had set out to manufacture an alibi, and he had succeeded only in incriminating himself. He had never fired his revolver, he said, because he was left-handed, and the complicated safety catch on it made it too unwieldy for effective use by a left-handed man. "I have never fired a shot out of that gun, so help me God, I never did," Hoffman stated, leaning forward in his chair and addressing his words to the jury. There still remained Hoffman's gun, which the famous expert had identified positively as the murder weapon. Now he repeated his opinion that the fatal bullets had been fired from Hoffman's 25 caliber Colt. This was supported by Colonel Roy Jones, an official of the Smith & Wesson Arms Company. Leibowitz put three equally famous experts on the stand to rebut this damaging testimony. All three gave their opinion that the bullets that had killed Mrs. Bauer had not been fired from Hoffman's gun. The marks on the fatal bullets did not correspond with the rifling of that particular gun, as disclosed by test bullets, they all stated. To make sure that the jury would be convinced by their testimony, Leibowitz invited one of them to set up his comparison microscope in which one of the murder bullets and a test bullet could be observed together. Each member of the jury in turn walked to the table, inspected the bullets, and returned to his seat.